A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Tesvav, Sanhedrin 15a, pagination is 29. Midway on the page, the last word on the line after a two dots, V'adam, Kayetze Behem, and a person is similar. We're making reference to the Mishnah on the first page of the Masechta, which told us, five lines into the wide lines, V'hakarkoos tisha v'kohen, if a person is redeeming land from Hekdesh, it's going to be nine people plus a Kohen that have to be on the assessment committee, V'adam kayotze bahen, and a person who became Kadosh, who was donated to the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be similar. So the Gemara wants to know, V'odam kayotze behem, a person is kadosh, asks the Gemara, V'odam mi kadosh, can a person become kadosh? What mechanism is there? We have a concept of erchin, where a person makes a donation of his erech, of his price. And it's not the price on the slave market, it's a price designated based on gender and age. We have a mesechta called Erchin, but for a person to need to be assessed in terms of his value, that the Gemara is asking about. Amar Rabbi Avo says, Ba'omer Dmei Alai, if a person made a donation to the Beis HaMikdash of his price, not his Erech, which again would be the price based on age and gender, but he wants his price. So, D'tanya, we learned, Ha'omer D'mei Alai, if a person said, my price shall be upon me to make a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, Shamin Oso Ke'ever Anim Kabashok, he would be assessed according to his financial value, which in their time was able to be quantified, a slave sold in the marketplace. That's his price. Ve'eved iskish likarkaos. And an eved is compared to real estate. An eved follows the rules of real estate. And that's why this person who made such a donation is going to be bound by the rules of 10 people assessing him, his price, one of them being a Kohen. Rabbi Avin asked the following question, which is going to be what we develop. Sa'ar ha'omed li gazez bekama. If a person didn't donate his own value, as we said, d'mei alai, but rather he only donated his here, with such a concept, kigazuz dami, do we consider the here as if it's already shorn, already cut off, uvishlosha, because that's what happens to here, it gets cut off, so it only needs three people to assess it, o kimechuber dami uva asara, or is it considered still part of the person, and as we said, a person like an eved is compared to karka, and karka, real estate, is a 10-person assessment. So how does here get handled? Is it a 3-person assessment or a 10-person assessment? Of course, it's fundamentally asking, what is the rule of here? How do we view it? Toshima, we have a solution. Hamakdish es avdo, a person who makes his slave kadosh, he donates it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he uses the slave. He asks him to do work for him. Ein mo'alinbo, that's not considered me'ila, that's not considered stealing from the Beis HaMikdash on that high level of violation. According to the Tanakhama, the Eved is compared to karka, and karka has a rule of ein me'ila bekarka, me'ila does not apply by real estate, and therefore that high level of theft from Beis HaMikdash does not apply here. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer mo'alin bisa'aro. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, I understand what you're saying about the person himself, but on his hair, that's considered me'ila. V'kai malon, and we learnt that b'sairo ha'omed ligoz is peligi, that the case of their argument where the Tanakhama says there is no me'ila by the Eved, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, but by his hair there is, it was talking about hair that was meant to be cut, it was readied to be cut, and Shema Mino, that's a proof that if the hair is ready to be cut, it would be a machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel whether it's going to be assessed by 3 or by 10, just like the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argue whether there's me'ila by hair. Same question, is something ready to be cut considered detached, or does it still follow the rules of attached and it's considered karka, real estate? Neima hani tanoi kahani tanoi. The Gemara continues and says, your comparison until now was hear of a person to hear of a person. Perhaps we can extend this one step further and discuss all kinds of plants, fruits, that are meant to be picked, that are ready to be picked. And if they're ready to be picked, they should perhaps be a machlokes, where we would anticipate finding one opinion that says that it's still considered attached, and one opinion that says, well, if it's meant to be picked, it should already be considered detached. And the ramification by real estate itself, remember, until now it was Eved Hukesh Lekarkaos, but now we're talking about real estate itself with plants, with fruit. Ramification, among perhaps others, is going to be a nishboin al hakarkaos. We do not make oaths regarding real estate. If perhaps we have a case of grapes that are being argued about, whose grapes are they? And they're ripe and they're ready to be picked, we can perhaps anticipate that there will be a machlokes, whether you would swear on such a claim or not swear on such a claim. Because according to one opinion, they'll be considered attached to the ground still, because they are. And a nishba and ala kakos, you don't make an oath on such a thing. Or there would be in a different opinion that says, well, once they're meant to be picked, they're as if they're picked, and they should have a rule of metaltalin, of movable objects, in which case we would make an oath on such a claim. And indeed, there's a machlokes, but to foreshadow, the Gemara will draw a distinction. Detnan, as we learned. Rab Meir Omer, Rab Meir says, Yesh devarim she'en kekarka ve'enan kekarka, ve'en chachamim modim lo. Rab Meir says, there are things that you might think are not real estate, but they are. And the Chachamim disagree. Ketzad, I'll tell you the case. Ese gefanim tu'unos masarti lach, I gave you 10 grapevines full of grapes. Vahala omer, and the other one says, einen ela chamesh, there were only 5. Rab Meir Machayev, Rab Meir says you're obligated in an oath, because he's considering it not to be mechuber attached to the ground. V'chachamim omrim kala mechuber lekarka reu kekarka. And the chachamim say it's still attached. V'omer Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, and Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina explained, which is why we consider this comparable to our here, ready to be shorn case. Ba'anovim ha'omdos livotzer askinon. It's a case of grapes that are ready to be picked. Mar sova kevitzuras damyon. One opinion says they're like picked, and they're considered metaltalin movable. That's the opinion of Rab Meir, who said it's obligated in an oath. Omar Savalav Kibitsuras Damyun, and one opinion says it's not picked. That's the opinion of the Chachamim, who said you would not swear on such a claim. And we were thinking that this would be comparable to the case of here. And on a very basic level, the Gemara draws a distinction. Lo, it's not true. Afilu temer Reb Meir, even Reb Meir, who in the case of grapes considered them picked, could hold by the case of here that it's still considered attached. Ad kan lo ka'omer Reb Meir hasam kol kamo deshavka luhu mikhesh kachshi. Reb Meir only said his rule over there because the more you leave the grapes on after they're meant to be plucked, they get worse. Avosairo, but a person's here, kol kamo deshavka luhu, as long as you leave it on, ishbuche mishbech, it's just fine. And therefore, even an opinion that held by grapes that it's considered picked, because it's ready to be picked, it's meant to be picked, it's better for it to be picked, by here, they may very well still consider it attached, with the ramifications of it being attached being that it's an Adam, like an Eved, hukesh likarkaos, and would have the same rule as karka, number one, that it would require an assessment of 10 people, including one Kohen, and the topic of Me'ila, if it was an Eved that was made hektish, using the here would be considered a case of Ein Me'ila Bikarkaos. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.